主内的兄姊妹平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace be with you.
靠着主的恩典，我们能够继续分享上帝宝贵的恩言。
And we're able to share the precious words from God, with His grace.
花被凋零，草被枯干，唯独耶和华的圣言是不变。
Flowers wither and the grass fall, but the word of God endures forever.
今天我们在马太福音二十六章六十九节到七十五节，约翰福音二十一章的十五节到十七节，我们一起分享彼得的破碎与重建。
And today I would like to share with you the brokenness of Peter and the reconstruction of Peter through studying the scriptures that can be found in Matthew 26, chapter 26, verse 69 to 75, as well as.In John 21, verse 15 to 17.
今年我们教会的主题就是破碎重建，合一复兴。
And the theme of our church, the goal of a church this year is the brokenness and rebuild of the church and the unity of the church.
我们看到在马太福音二十六章这段经文中。
So, after reading the Matthew 26, verse 69 to 75,
讲到彼得就出去痛苦。
We realize, Peter actually went out and wept.
所以这彼得不是一般的苦，而是 wept bitterly, 是非常悲哀、非常痛苦的痛苦。
And we could tell by reading the verses, he went out and wept bitterly. So he wasn't just crying, but he was really in pain and suffering and agony.
因为彼得失败了。
Because he knew he failed.
他三次否认了他所爱的主。
He denied the Lord Savior whom he claimed he loved.
因为彼得深深地为他自己的罪忧伤。
Because he was in deep agony because of his own sin.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers, sisters.
在你的婚姻家庭生活中。
And in your own life, in your marriage.
在我们的教会生活中
in our life, within this church,
你有像彼得这样痛苦的时候吗
Have you ever felt so sad and sorrow and wept bitterly like Peter did?
如果你在家庭中有真正的深刻的爱
And if you truly have that deep love within your own family,
如果知道我们都是软弱的罪人
If you know that we're all that weak sinners,
哪怕我们像彼得一样赤胆忠心
even if sometimes we display that loyalty to Christ,
哪怕别人都背叛你，我绝不离弃你
even when sometimes we claim that, even when others all betray you, we would never do so.
我们夫妻之间宣誓要忠心耿耿，彼此相爱，直到死亡把我们分开
And even when we had the wedding vow that we'll be faithful to each other, that until death separate us.
我们加入主恩座教会也是靠着主的恩典同奔天路彼此造就互相成全
Even at the time when we join Christian Church is with God's grace that we can walk together
但是在夫妻生活中有没有让我们痛苦的时候
But we know even in the marriage life has anything occurred that make you feel sad and a remorse
在我们教会生活中有没有让我们真正痛苦的时候
And also, is there anything happening in church that make you feel like you're about to weep?
如果我们真正的爱家庭、爱家人
If we truly love our family members,
如果我们真正的爱这个教会、爱其中的弟兄姊妹
If we truly love this church, including the brothers and sisters in this church,
而且我们深刻地知道我们人性的软弱和败坏
And when we truly know our iniquities and the corruption within us.
当上帝特别向我们施恩，使我们认识到我们自身的软弱和败坏的时候。
And with God's grace, when we come to realize that we are corrupted.
使我们认识到我们本来应当尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主，并且爱人如己。
And it makes us to realize that we're supposed to love Him with all our mind, all our strength, all our soul.
但是我们在爱德上常有亏欠，常有软弱，常有背叛。
But quite often we failed on this very love.
所以唯愿在这样的时候，我们能够像彼得一样出去痛苦。
So at this moment when something like this happens, we would just go out and weep bitterly just like Peter did.
所以彼得在此处经历了他自身深刻的软弱和破碎。
So Peter here in the scripture, as we can see, has experienced the brokenness because of his own weakness.
上帝也赐给他深刻的对自己的软弱、自负、罪恶的忧伤、痛悔之心。
But God gave him that repentant heart because of, Peter realized how sinful and how corrupt he was.
所以弟兄姊妹，人的一生都有痛苦，都有破碎的时候。
So brothers and sisters, in our lifetime, we all have that moment of feeling broken and feeling weak.
小孩一生下来就要哇哇哭几声。
And we know that as soon as a baby is delivered, he or she is going to cry loud.
他如果小孩生下来一点动静，一点都不哭，可能父母就要哭了。
If at birth the baby doesn't cry, then I suppose the parents are going to cry.
所以人生下来呀，就有软弱，就有挣扎。
So we know as soon as we are born, we're going to go through struggles.
我们看到耶稣基督见到他所爱的朋友拉撒路死了。
So we remember even when Jesus noticed that his beloved friend Lazarus, who was dead.
那时候圣经上有节最短的经文, Jesus cried, 耶稣哭了。
And even the scripture mentioned that Jesus cried.
我们看到耶稣在克西马尼园的时候,
And we also remember that in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他向门徒说,我心里甚是忧伤,甚至几乎要死。
And Jesus told the disciples that he was really in agony to the point that he felt he was about to die.
所以弟兄姊妹,在天地之间,还有人比耶稣更完美,更刚强的吗?
Brother and sister, let me ask you, is there anybody ever living on this planet who is more perfect than Jesus?
弟兄姊妹,在十二个使徒中,还有比彼得更勇敢,更果敢的吗?
And among the 12 disciples, was there anyone else who was acting more bravely than Peter did?
所以耶稣经历他哭了。
So Jesus experienced the fact that he wept.
彼得在这里出去痛哭。And
Peter here went out and wept bitterly.
所以耶稣和彼得都向我们展现了我们人真的是有情的众生啊。So
here both Jesus and Peter displayed that as human we are emotional.
当上帝带领我们成长的时候,
And when God guided us in our growth,
当基督向我们一生作则的时候,
when Jesus set the best example for us,
他用这种哭泣,
and he utilized the way here,
用这种软弱的展现,
the way of weeping and crying in the sense of showing his weakness,
来教导我们人在自己的罪恶、自己的软弱面前不需要任何的包装。
And he chose to displace his weakness to teach us that we don't have to put ourselves on disguise when we reach our weakness.
与穆罕默德相比,
So if I compare Jesus to Muhammad,
与释迦牟尼相比,
or the Buddha,
与达赖喇嘛相比,
or even the living Dalai Lama,
往今来最能够称得上是大师的大师的大师。
So we can call Jesus Christ as truly the master of the masters.
但是他哭了。
Yet he wept.
但是他承认自己忧伤几乎要死。
And he acknowledged himself was in agony to the point that he was about to die.
所以彼得在教会历史上被称为第一任教皇。
So we know Peter was considered like the very first pope in church history. And he, on behalf of all the followers, recognized his own sin.
你是基督,
and he represented all the followers to recognize Jesus is the Son of God.
而且耶稣也亲自认定,你这话不是出于你自己,那是出于我天上的父,这是你。
And Jesus replied that whatever you just said does not come from you, it comes from the Father.
所以彼得确确实实是上帝所重用的器皿。
So we know Peter is a very important vessel whom God has chosen to use. But here we see Peter's brokenness and his pain. But we also read the scripture that I just read in John 21:15-17. And to our surprise, so even though Peter denied Jesus in front of the public three times, and Jesus neither forsake him, nor even reprehended him directly. And Jesus just gently reminded him, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? And do you love me? So through Peter's weakness, through all the things that happened, and Jesus was literally interrogating Peter's soul. And no matter what you said, no matter what you did, do you truly love me in your heart? The true love is the greatest grace and mercy from God. And the greatest love is really the foundation of everything else. And that the true love can cover many sins and iniquities. So through the dialogue between Jesus and Peter, and not only we see the gentle reminder, we also see the rebuild of Peter. And a reinstallation of Peter as Jesus' disciple. And we see the reinstallation of Peter as Jesus' disciple through Jesus' reminder that if you love me, if you love me, shepherd my sheep. So today we want to study the rebuild of Peter through his bravery based on his flesh. And his brokenness, as well as we see the way how he was rebuilt. Please also pray for Pastor Wang, because he felt today's scripture is more about a narrative type of a teaching, and he felt his strength is more on the logic and laws. And I feel Pastor Xu, Arthur, is very good at descriptive and narrative style of teaching. And every time on Sunday night, when Pastor Wang has his own family worship time, Calvin, his son, would share whatever he learned during the day for 10 to 20 minutes. And through all these stories, Calvin learned from reading the Bible, he could derive with a lesson or something he felt important. So, brothers and sisters, we first see the bravery that Peter had based on his flesh. And this bravery based on his flesh can be best manifested as his self-confidence. And we can just see that a conviction of Peter when he displayed out in front of everybody.
所以在马太福音二十六章三十一节到三十五节，你就看到那时耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们要为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。但我复活以后，要带你们一先往加利利去。”彼得说：“众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。”耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，今夜鸡叫一些，你要三次不认我。”彼得说：“我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。”众门徒都这样说。
So let's see how brave Peter was. So this can be found in Matthew 26, verse 31. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered him, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all these disciples said the same. So we can see how confident Peter was. Like, and when Jesus said, all of you will fall away. And Peter answered, though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. And Peter even said, even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And I don't really think that Peter was acting as a hypocrite here. He was saying out of his true feeling, his own emotion, his true confidence. But his confidence in himself was way greater than the confidence that he had with Jesus Christ. Quite often, it's not a problem of our own confidence. It's because our self-confidence is problematic. And I believe this. Or believe that. I believe God is going to guide me in this way. Or I believe God is going to guide me in the other way. And even if this confidence comes from your true belief, even if it comes as a true belief, it's just a self-confidence, a confidence that relies on yourself. And Peter also had action. So we could even see, like in the same chapter, chapter 26, verse 51, when those guards came to arrest Jesus, one of Jesus' servants actually came cut off the ear of one guard. And Peter was definitely brave. And he was also sincere. If you imagine today, you walk out, go to the street with friends or family. If suddenly somebody comes to arrest you with guns, do you think your husband or your spouse or somebody will be able to come to protect you? And I think it's going to be fairly difficult to find a friend who is willing under this dire situation to come to protect you. So Peter indeed was not even afraid of his own safety. But then soon we saw in the scripture in the same chapter 69 to 75.
啊，我们就看到彼得这三次不认主。
We saw the denials of Peter three times.
当我们讲到基督的痛苦的时候。
And when we talk about the pain and suffering Jesus had endured,
我们常常讲到基督在十字架上被钉，哎呀，真的是血淋淋的，何其痛苦。
Quite often we're reminded by that bloody scene that Jesus died on the cross.
但是 Matthew Henry, 一个著名的清教徒解经家，他在解释这段经文呢，他说，基督的痛苦包括彼得不认他。
But Matthew Henry, the very famous person who writes a lot of commentary as Puritan, he said one of Christ's pain includes the denial of Peter denial of Peter from Peter that he's not Peter's savior.
所以基督的痛苦并不仅仅是来自于比拉多和他的手下。
So we know that the pain and suffering Jesus endured.Didn't really just come from Pontius Pilate and his the soldiers.
也不仅仅是来自于希律王和那些出卖他的人。
And Jesus' pain didn't just come from Herod the king and those people who betrayed him.
哪怕和他最亲近的门徒彼得也三次什么不认他。
And his pain comes from the person who was one of the closest to him, Peter, who denied him as his Lord Savior three times.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们在家庭中，在教会中的痛苦。
And brothers and sisters, some of the pains we had from our family and even from the church.
都是出自两个原因。
And those pain and hurt come roughly from two sources.
一个原因是出自你有爱。
And one source is actually because you have love.
第二个，你的爱集中在或者是在某些人、某个人在人的身上。
But the second source, your love is limited or focused on certain people.
当你的这种爱没有得到适当的回报或者适当的以爱来回应爱的时候，人就受到伤害和什么痛苦。
And when your love was not reacted or received properly, and we felt being hurt.
我这是自然而然的。
And this is very natural.
如果就是我在家庭中，我在教会中，我在社会中，我从来没有痛苦，从来没有忧伤。
And if you claim that I have never get hurt, no matter whether in my family or at work or in the society,
那肯定需要住院的。
Then you might need to
而且不要住一般的医院，要住精神病院的，
hospital.
因为你根本没有感觉，没有爱情，没有伤痕。
Right, if you never feel get hurt and you probably are emotionless, you might have to check with a psychiatrist.
所以我们看到彼得的破碎之苦。
So brothers and sisters, we see that this pain due to Peter's brokenness.
看到彼得第一次不认主，他在外面院子里坐着，有一个侍女前来说，你素来也是同加利利人，耶稣一伙的。彼得在众人面前却不承认说，我不知道你说的是什么。
And we see the first time when Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, a servant girl came up to him and said, you also were with Jesus the Galilean, but he denied.
所以一开始耶稣的脉，这个彼得不认主，一开始是装糊涂，我不知道你在讲什么，装糊涂。
So we could tell that at the beginning when Peter was confronted by the servant girl, he was actually pretending he didn't know.
然后彼得就是不认主，就看到说进出去到了门口，又有一个侍女看见他，就对那里的人说：“这个人也是从哪山的人，耶稣一伙的。”彼得又不承认，而且其实说：“我不认得那个人。”
And we see the second time when another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath.
所以彼得在不认主的路上是越走什么？
So we see Peter was walking further and further on the path of denying Jesus.
一开始他还装糊涂。
And at the beginning, he was just pretending like he was confused.
认识的时候就甚至就说我不认识那个人，肯定是指着耶稣要说我就不认识那个人。
But the second time, we could even imagine he probably was even pointing finger at Jesus. I just didn't know that man.
而且不仅不承认，还是歧视的。
And not only he denied, he actually denied with an oath.
我们看彼得第三次不认主，过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人起来对彼得说：“你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露出来了。”彼得就发咒，起誓的说：“ 我不认得那个人，立时计较。
And we see the third time, one bystander came up and said to Peter, "Certainly, you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you." And Peter began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man."
所以你看，彼得这不光是否认其实而且还发很严重。哎呀，我真的不认识他。我如果认识他的话，天打五雷轰。
Yeah, see, not only Peter here denied with an oath, here he even invoked a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know him."
弟兄姊妹，难道彼得不真诚吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you think Peter wasn't sincere?
难道彼得此时就不爱耶稣了吗？
Do you think at this moment when he denied Jesus, he didn't love Jesus anymore?
当然彼得也是真诚的。
And we believe he was sincere.
彼得还是在陪伴耶稣啊。
His heart was still with Jesus.
但是你就看到他何等的软弱，何等的挣扎，是犯罪的。
But we can tell how weak he was and how much struggle he was going through.
所以当计较了的时候，彼得就想起耶稣所说的话，计较一些，你要三次不认我。
So when the rooster crows, Peter was reminded the saying of Jesus, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times."
我们就知道在西方一些大教堂，有的教堂上挂的不是十字架，一个旗杆上挂着一个什么公鸡。
So if you ever travel to some of theBig like a Western church, you see, instead of putting a cross on top of the church, you actually see a rooster.
为什么教堂上面要挂一只公鸡呢？
Why do they put up a rooster?
你远远的看到那个公鸡的时候，
Because when you see that rooster from distance,
你就没有任何的骄傲和自信。
You're going to lose all the pride and the confidence in yourself. That even when you felt you were sincere and faithful like Peter was, even when you felt that you were brave as Peter, who would even able to take out a knife and cut off the ear of a soldier.
但是当上帝特殊的保佑的膀臂离开我们自己一个人的时候，就会卖主卖油三次什么不认主。
But we know we would betray him and even deny him when the God's protection left us.
我基督教信仰的经历最深刻的是保罗的解释。
Really, the essence of our belief here is also relies on Paul's explanation.
保罗在罗马书中说：“我们比他们强吗？”
And Paul mentioned, even asked us in the book of Romans, that are we stronger than those?
Oh, Paul is 断乎不是，我已经证明犹太人和希律人都在罪恶什么之下。
Not at all, because I've already told you that both the Jews and the Greeks are under the sin.
彼得的软弱，彼得的挣扎，彼得的失败，彼得的犯罪，就是因为我比别人什么强。
So Peter's weakness and the fact that he denied Christ because he felt he was stronger than everybody else.
所以彼得明确说，哪怕别人都不认主了，我永不动摇，永不认主。
That's why he was able to say that even all others fall away, I will never.
所以接下来你会看到，当耶稣问他，彼得，你爱我吗？
And then in the book of John, when Jesus started asking Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter's answer did not show that, "Oh, I'm going to love you more than anyone else." He replied with this gentle voice, "Lord, yes." And when Jesus asked him again, "Do you truly love me?" And he actually started felt sorrow.
Because Peter knew that he loved Jesus.
He was grieved because he knew he loved Christ from his heart. But he also realized that even this love is not reliable. It was this type of love that made him deny Christ three times in front of the bystanders.
So, even if we爱耶稣，我们对上帝的爱永远是不可靠的。
So even if we feel like we truly love God, but this very love is not reliable.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就看到第三点，彼得的这个重建之路。
So brothers and sisters, now let's look at the path for Peter's rebuild.
当我们看到彼得被耶稣基督重新建造的时候。
When we see how Christ rebuilt Peter,
你就看到最起码我们可以讲三点。
And we can, there are three points I want to make.
第一点呢，彼得离开牧职，开始不务正业了。
The first point I want to make is, if you recall, there was one period of time Peter was no longer a apostle or follower. He actually started doing his own fisherman business.
你看到约翰福音二十一章就讲到第三节，西门彼得对他们说：“我哪里去？”
So in John chapter 21 verse 3, Peter actually said to him, "I'm going fishing."
本来耶稣呼召他来跟随我。我要让你得人如什么？得鱼。
So Jesus actually called him to be his disciple so that they can baptize people like how he was going to catch fish.
彼得不再关心得人了。
But Peter here was no longer care about how they're going to save people.
彼得只是想我去打鱼了。
He just wanted to go fishing.
我要解决我的生活问题了。
He wants to make a living.
所以我们看到彼得在此处丧失了方向。
So here we see how Peter lost direction.
彼得教牧的呼召似乎就动摇了，似乎就离弃了。
That very calling for him to save people was shaken.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们之所以继续信主。
So brothers and sisters, the reason why we continue to believe.
不管是执事、长老还是牧师，我们之所以能够继续服侍主。
And no matter whether you're deacon, elders, or even pastors, the reason why we can continue to serve God,
不是因为我们的信心，不是因为我们的爱心。
Not because of our faith or our love.
是因为上帝借着耶稣，借着圣灵，还在保守我们。
It's because the protection that comes from God through His grace,
through
His Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到彼得重操旧业，出海打鱼，结果是打了一晚上，也是一无什么收获。
And here in this John chapter 21, we knew the story when Peter went out, he fished the whole night, he couldn't catch fish. And we could also tell even when he was fishing, he was also pretty brave. And we see how he fished. He actually, he was on the boat half naked. At any time, he could have just tossed the net, he could have even jumped into the water.
所以你看到当耶稣显现的时候，彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，马上在束上一件外衣，才跳到海里去见耶稣的。
So here we know that when Jesus was calling them, and Peter immediately recognized, but he put on a clothes before he went out.
彼得虽然此时此刻离开牧职，甚至非常丑陋。
So we knew at this time when Peter was no longer a true follower and he was probably in his ugliest moment.
真是见不得人。
As truly, you know, the ugliest moment that nobody wanted to see him.
也是见不得耶稣的。
And he felt ugly that he didn't
even want to see him. 所以他马上束上一件什么？外衣。
So he immediately put on an outer garment.
但是他爱主的心是很真切、很迫切的。
But we also know how sincerely he loved Jesus.
所以他不等着传靠岸。
And therefore, he didn't even bother to wait.
他一看是耶稣。
As soon as he realized it was Jesus.
他披件外衣跳进海里就游过去去见耶稣。
And he put on his outer garment and threw himself into the sea because he wanted to see Jesus, meet Jesus quickly.
彼得的爱是软弱的，是不可靠的。
His love was weak, unreliable.
但是彼得的爱是真诚的，是急切的。
But his love was also sincere and earnest.
然后我们看到耶稣向门徒显现。
As here when we see how Jesus showed himself to the disciples.
耶稣第一句话就说：“小子们，你们有吃的没有？”
The first question he asked them is whether you have anything to eat.
耶稣非常东方人。
So this question, this way how he greeted them is very oriental to me because it's asking whether, you know, whether you guys are still hungry, whether you have eaten. So it's unlike Pastor Wang, how he would like to greet people. Have you read the catechism? So Jesus truly felt about their well-being. And when Jesus saw that they didn't really catch a fish,
耶稣也没有责备他们,
Jesus didn't scold them. Jesus actually gave them a way out. Tell them to cast the net on the right side of the boat. And we see that when they start to withdraw the net. And Jesus told them, just take a few fish from
the...
And Jesus was grilling the fish for them. Why American Christians like... Why here we like to go grill? I think there's some biblical basis here. Because we know Jesus didn't feed them with raw fish. Jesus grilled fish for them. Because Jesus told them, come and have breakfast. And we can just tell how much how Jesus was displaying himself as a human being. And he was truly a loyal friend. He just said, come. Come and have breakfast. Yeah, that really doesn't sound that spiritual. Right, it doesn't sound that educational either. And here we also saw the three dialogues between Jesus and Peter. Simon, do you love me more than these? And son of John, do you love me? Simon, son of John, do you love me? And I'm not going to go too far here. We see a very simple text here. And we see Simon's response, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And the last time he said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. So, brothers and sisters, when a family becomes broken, when we see a broken relationship even within the church, if there's no the sincere, truthful love, everything else becomes problematic. So we know Jesus knows our hearts. Let's dwell on the text here. And Jesus asked three times, do you love me? And Simon replied, Peter replied three times, I love you. And we know Jesus here reinstated the disciplehood of Peter. Because the office of being a disciple is also teaching. So that's why Jesus repeated his question three times in front of everyone else. Tend my sheep, feed my sheep. So in Greeks, actually, here it's more than tend my sheep or feed my sheep. It talks about tend or feed my older sheep and a younger sheep or a middle-aged sheep. So it's just like the same thing like the Apostle John was talking about those young men and older people in the church, because we know within the church we have people at a different spiritual stage. So brothers and sisters, now we have gone through the bravery Peter had based on his flesh. And we also see Peter wept because of his brokenness. And we also read how Peter was rebuilt because of Jesus' greatest love. So here I would like to share several points in the early 2020.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意在信仰和侍奉的道路上要不断地被上帝破碎，不断地被上帝重建。
And the first is, brothers and sisters, on our spiritual walk, on our spiritual path, we needed to be rebuilt by God, because we often go through the brokenness.
神所爱的他必管教。
And we know that God will always discipline those whom he truly loves.
神所爱的他必破碎。
And God also have those he truly love, and those people will go through brokenness as well.
让我们所信所夸口的不再是我自己比别人更坚强。
And let us no longer brag about ourselves that we're just stronger than anybody else.
让我们能够夸口的话，真能够夸耶稣基督以及他钉十字架。
Let's all brag about Jesus Christ and the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，为让我们在2020年中，特别是对于我自己，更多的放弃对于个人的能力的自信。
So brothers and sisters, in 2020, let's start just to ditch the idea that we should rely on our self-confidence.
要面对我们自身的软弱、幽暗、挣扎、失败、羞辱。
Let's face our own wickedness and weakness and corruption and depravity.
所以清教徒 Matthew Henry 他注释说。
So the Puritan Matthew Henry commented that.
说不恰当的自信就像彼得一样是走向堕落的第一步。
So the inappropriate self-confidence,just like Peter had, was the very first step you take to hell.
而且在我们每个人心里都有过分自信的倾向。
And we all know that deep in our hearts, we all have that tendency to rely on ourselves.
然后亨瑞讲，那些最欲望、最先堕落犯罪的人，往往是最自信的人。
And Matthew Henry went on and said that those who are really foolish, those who first fall away, are quite often those people who are super self-confident.
人若以为自己最安全，那么他就恰恰是最危险的。
If we feel we're safe, and to the contrary, we might be at the most perilous stage.
撒旦引诱人犯罪的时候。
When Satan induced us to sin,
是你最有自信心、最觉得平安的时候。
Is really at the moment when you feel self-confident and when you rely on yourself.
第三点，弟兄姊妹，我们更多的效法我们的救主耶稣基督。
And the third point I want to make is let's just imitate our Christ.
我们要常常纪念基督的大爱是何等长阔高深。
And we need to remember how deep and how wide Jesus' love toward us.Even though when Peter denied him three times,
彼得这样带着一群使徒，不是去宣教，也不是去等候，带着这群使徒们都去打鱼了，而且光着身子去打鱼。
And when Peter even forsake his discipleship, and he took all the disciples to go on fishing,
但是耶稣仍然温柔地说，孩子们，小子们，孩子们。
Jesus just came and calling them children and gently.
耶稣仍然说有没有吃饭啊？
And Jesus asked him whether they have anything to eat.
耶稣在吃饭以前不先责备彼得的。
And Jesus didn't even bother to scold Peter before he had breakfast.
啊，我们华人教会华人弟兄姊妹往往是孩子吃饭的时候说孩子的毛病。
Sometimes our overseas Chinese like to scold our kids on the dinner table.
最后大家都不欢而散，吃饭都吃不香。
And in the end, we were all the conversation ended very unpleasantly. Maybe we couldn't even eat anything.
耶稣连最温柔的提醒都不说。
But Jesus just didn't even gently scold them.
咱们先烤鱼。
And instead, he grilled the fish and invited them for breakfast. So we see how gentle Christ's love. And we see how comforting Christ's love. It is this gentle love that rebuilt Peter.No longer build Peter on his own self-reliance.
建立在彼得对于耶稣基督的信靠的基础上。
But he rebuilt Peter based on Peter's knowledge and faith in Christ.
所以我们看到彼得一见到耶稣，他就跳下船来。
So we see when Peter, as soon as he saw Jesus, he actually jumped.
他就跨过茫茫大海。
He was able to cross the sea.
弟兄姊妹，我们人生会经过很多，也许是怒海、波涛、愤怒的大海。
Brothers and sisters, in our lifetime, we may experience moments where we are kind of like on the sea, riding the tide waves.
有的时候大屠杀，我们要经过血海。
Sometimes maybe there could be even a massacre. We have to across the sea of blood.
彼得最后见主就是经过血海，经过殉道去见耶稣的。
And we know that when Peter finally met Jesus, he became a martyr. He died.
有的时候我们是经过眼泪的海洋。
Sometimes we have to cross the sea of tears.
我的妈妈一生受苦很多。
Pastor Wong, my own mom experienced a lot of hardship.
她从一个富足的乡村的家庭，然后一贫如洗。
She was born in a relatively wealthy family, but later on became dirt poor.
然后找不到自己所爱的家庭。
She couldn't find the family that she loved.
然后她晚年她就说，当然不信主之前，说志勇，我一生哭瞎了眼睛。
And so Pastor Wong's mom, obviously this is before she became a believer, and she once told Pastor Wong that my eyes are blinded because I cried so much.
人的眼前都有各种各样的大海呀。
And we know that in front of us there could be seas of all kinds of things.
但是当彼得见到基督的时候，
But when Peter met Jesus,
他没有退缩，他没有躲闪。
He did not dodge or flinch.
他跳进大海，跨过大海去见耶稣。
He actually went out and jumped into the sea because he wanted to meet Jesus.
当他见到耶稣的时候，耶稣跟他说：“你们来吃早饭。”
When he met Jesus and met Christ, Jesus told them, "Come and have breakfast."
当我们跨过人生的大海，最后来见耶稣的时候，耶稣说：“来参加天上羔羊的婚宴。”
When we cross the sea of our lifetime, we're going to meet Jesus to go for that banquet that he has prepared in the heaven.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.